Blog Talk Radio.
AKA Lady Diva. I'm your host with the most here on Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. You're free to call the guest line at 657-383-0771. I have a guest with me tonight, jazz artist Kevin Knowles. Mr. Knowles, are you with me this evening? Hello, Kevin Knowles, are you with me this evening? Hello, Mr. Kevin Knowles, are you with me this evening? Hello.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Mr. Kevin Knowles, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? We got some communication going on here. All right. Welcome, everyone, to Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you all for tuning in. You're welcome to call the guest line at 657-383-0771. My guest for this evening is jazz artist, musician Kevin Knowles. Kevin, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. Let's get through this showcase tonight, please.
All right.
Tell our audience about yourself and how you got started in the music growing up as a child. Does your family do music as well?
Yeah, every single one of my siblings, my kids, I come from a musical family. When I was very little, we traveled and sang. We would go from church to church. My parents got me a quarter-sized guitar when I was about 3 years old. And they would stand me on an altar rail, and I would do one song with two chords and just sing for everybody to hear. And I guess the rest, I just kept running with it.
So, you played in a band in a church?
I did. I would play with every song I would hear on tape, on radio, at church. I'd play guitar. I started guitar at three, started trumpet at five, piano around 8, and I can't get enough.
And how many instruments is that total together you know how to play?
I lost count. I will tell you that I am weak when it comes to saxophone, and if you had a double reeded instrument, I ain't even going to try.
All right, all right. So what music artist inspired you? I read that it was your father, of course, and Paul.
Yes.
Hardcastle. Also, tell us about your experience being taught by a legend. What was that like?
my experience. I'm sorry. I could not hear you.
Tell us about your experience being taught by a legend jazz artist, Paul Hardcastle.
No. He did not teach me. My dad taught me. Paul Hardcastle with him. I would listen as a teenager. He had two hits that played, and I would listen to them over and over again. And I would play every single bit of both of those songs. From one track to another, I would play the bass line of Rainforest, and I would play the drum line of Rainforest, and I would play the guitar from Rainforest, and I would play the keyboards, I would play the flute lines from Rainforest, and I did that until I had it all down. I did the same thing with the song 19, and with Paul Hardcastle, I would just listen over and over again. I would do the same thing with George Benson. I would listen over and over again to Breezin' and do from the bass line, the drums. I would do everything until I had it smooth and I made it sound like the track, and then I would embellish.
Okay. Now, you have this new album that came out a few months ago. Can you name the album for us, please?
I have individual tracks right now.
Okay. Okay.
As far as an album, I have over the past year done three. Most recent that I have not put together as an album, but it will be before Easter, and that is Let It Go.
Okay. All right. Now, what is your ultimate desire you want folks to get in out of your music? What is that ultimate desire you want?
What I want more than anything else is for people to enjoy my playing as much as I enjoy playing. I tell people all the time that music for me is a madness. I have songs going through my head all the time. And as a matter of fact, I make it a project to produce as many songs in as short a time as possible just to get it out of my head. And then depending on how people react to what I play, I will spend some time and actually put it together to make it more presentable for everybody to hear.
Right. So would you mind go ahead and give your website information where persons can follow up on you?
The easiest way to follow up on me is through Reverb Nation, Kevin A. Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S. And I'm also on Facebook. I have Kevin Knowles One Man Show.
All right. And Where can anyone buy your music at? What website is that?
My music is available through Reverb Nation. It should be available through Amazon and iTunes by Easter.
All right. All right. Well, I'm going to spin some more music. The song that got my attention was A Voice Behind You. I know there's a story with this song, so can you give us a brief story? How did you come up with the title of this song?
Yes. I was working in a ministry position, and as I was teaching, I was talking about how you would hear the direction. You would hear direction, and as I said that, I drew into a cadence that pretty much held the melody.
Yeah.
And that melody, as you know, carries a voice behind you. And I looped background as I sat with my instruments and worked with that. And that is my second all-time favorite of my own.
Well, it's my favorite now. So thank you. Thank you for your intelligence in music. And I will play A Voice Behind You. Anyone wanting to call on the show, feel free to talk to Kevin at 657-383-0771. Stay in your seat, Kevin. We'll be right back. This is A Voice Behind
All right.
You by Kevin Knowles. right. A Voice Behind You by Kevin Knowles, everyone. I love that. I love that one, Kevin.
I have to confess, I was sitting over here playing along on the keyboard while that was going on.
All right. So tell me and your fans, what are some of your accomplishments that you had in your talent and your music now?
Well, to start off with, I tell everybody that I've accomplished nothing but getting some of the madness out. I've played with artists around the world. I've been the music director for a TV evangelist, and what I learned from everything that I've done is that my accomplishments are merely what I have to do next. So my greatest accomplishment right now is planning to play for the next person that hears me.
Right. So who are some of the other musicians you may have collaborated with?
I have an opportunity.
Okay.
The people that I can name, unfortunately, those who have made promises for my music career, two of them are past, and one of them being Wayne Henderson of the Jazz Crusaders, very, very nice man, very great horn player, I miss him greatly, his insight and his enthusiasm. Having had a chance to play with him, and I did get a chance to play bass one time for Mickey Howard. Not a huge thing to brag about, but I got to do it. So.
Wow, Mickey Howard, huh? All right. Well, I'm going to spin some more music. The next song I'm going to spin is called Tunnels. Now, I know there's a story behind this song for you to come up with the title called Saying Tunnels. Can you give us a little brief story behind that?
Yes. Back in December, I had a heart attack. It was scary. And they told me that I had 100% blockage in one artery. I was very determined to get out of that hospital. And the day I got home, I sat down and I wrote and recorded Tunnels. For me, tunnels means get everything out of the way and make it through.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm glad you made it through, Kevin, because I got to meet you.
Too.
Yes. Here is Tunnels, everyone. Stay tuned. Kevin Knowles. Feel free to call on the show at 657-383-0771. I'm your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. All right, Kevin, let's get on with it here.
Okay.
Now, do you have any other upcoming new projects you would like to mention here on air?
Actually, I am working on a couple new songs, and I plan on doing this. This is the first time I've announced it to anybody. I'm planning on doing a vocal song.
What?
To add to the. Yeah. I know with the. I'll have to find a bucket to hold the tune I'm going to carry, but I plan on doing that within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, wow. So I think you're going to give me a call and let me let you back on the show, right?
I promise to get you a copy as soon as I'm done with it.
All right. All right. Now, have you done any events using your talent in music in your community or in schools or for any kind of charity events? Or any other nonprofit organizations?
I have long ago. It seems the more settled I am in doing my music and not doing covers of someone else's music.
Yeah.
People want to hear. Unless you've already sold a million copies, I think people want to hear the most popular, and I love to play covers, but I think that's disingenuous because I didn't write that.
Yeah. Well, some folks don't understand, you know, originality versus what they're used to hearing, you know. Some people just comfortable in their own comfort zone, you know. Got to have an open mind and have respect for the artist with their line of music. But anyways, I would like for you to mention your website information again and what social sites you're on for those to follow you on.
Okay, once again, I'm available through Reverb Nation, Kevin A. Knowles on ReverbNation.com. There you can access a handful of my music as well. I'm also available on Facebook, Kevin Knowles One Man Show.
All right. You hear that, everyone? So my other favorite song track is And He Said. And I know you got to give us a story on the title on this song, Kevin.
once again, I already fessed up to you that this is my favorite to play. This song has to do once again with while in a ministry position, I was talking about the very beginning of everything, there's a rhythm even if you read in the Bible. And he said.
I feel you.
And each time I said that, I played the bass line to go along with it. If you hear the bass line is repeating that over and over again.
Right. I'm going to spin And He Said by Kevin Knowles. Stay tuned. Kevin, don't you go nowhere.
Thank you.
by Kevin Knows. All right. So, Kevin, you want to give a shout-out to any of your supporters out there tonight?
Actually, I do. I have had, first of all, to my wife and kids who have bent over backwards and put up with me turning a study into a studio. my son is brilliant in his own right with his creations. Kind of scares me sometimes. But I have a supporter who has been pushing me lately on Facebook, and she is a tremendous support. Her name is Colleen Keithley, and just a brilliant ear, and I'm glad to call her a friend.
All right. Now, would you like to give any words of wisdom, any advice to those who want to get into the music industry like you are?
My first thing that I tell everybody is you have to love it. You have to love playing. There are times when I would play gigs where I can name some gigs back 25 years ago where there might have been two people who were digging it, and I just had to love it and ignore the rest.
Right.
I've played to thousands, but the music, it's more important to be able to want to put out something good and want to make it work.
Right. So are you still doing gigs, any performances in your city?
Right now I have no plans. I have a former keyboardist that wants to open up for me at a couple clubs in the Tulsa area. Nothing is put together yet. We're still working on the details. And I am available for a one-man show as often as people will put up with me.
Right. And what city are you living at? Where are you residing at right now?
I am in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Just about half an hour northeast of Tulsa. Easy to reach Joplin or Wichita. Actually, easy to reach Dallas for that matter for here. So.
All right. And so you said you got this new music project coming out. So when did you say it would be available?
I plan within. First of all, the big release for everything is by Easter. My big surprise, which I guess I uncovered here, is that I plan on doing at least one vocal track and having that with all of them available by Easter. And on the vocal track, I promise also to get a copy to you as soon as I have it available.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to close the show. Is there any other announcements you would like to give out on air, Kevin?
Only that I'm terrible at public speaking, but I am very glad to be here.
You're welcome.
I'm glad to have a chance to have this conversation with you while others hear us.
Well, you're welcome, and you are always welcome to come back on the show with your music projects. You're always welcome to come back. And I really thank you for your participation to come on to my show. And I love your music. You keep doing what you're doing. You never know who's out there listening. You never know who feels your music and digs your feelings and your compassion in your songs. Well, I do. So you have a blessed evening, Kevin, and thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll be following you for life. You're my good friend. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. This is Brenda Moss signing out for Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I'll be spinning one last song by Kevin Knowles. It's called Forever. Please stay tuned on my channel. I have other shows coming up. This is the 1st of January, 1st of February of 2018. I have a list of new musicians, singer-songwriters, a lot of artists in this new month. Stay tuned. Live for this weekend, this Saturday, February the 3rd, I have Larry Jazz. He will be on my show Saturday night at 6 p.m. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Brenda Moss signing out. We'll be right back.